cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Well, yes, as they say, good morning out there in radio land. It is me, Adam Lepp, the Computer Guy, with my twice weekly radio show here on The Talking Place. WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. You can hear the station pretty much anywhere within a 15-mile radius of Marion. That's about 25 kilometers, by the way. Or, if you are a person with an internet connection, and you know, in 2017, who doesn't have an internet connection? Even my 77-year-old father uses the internet. So, you know, people of all ages and all walks of life are online pretty much all the time. So, if that's the case, and you don't live in the Marion area, well, that's okay, because you can listen to our station online at our website. Website, by the way, that I maintain and host, so you know it's a pretty good one. WWGH1071.com. Another good way to listen is if you are a possessor of a smartphone, an Android or iPhone, and you know, most of my friends have one of those gadgets. You can download the free app. It's called TuneIn, and you can tune into the station. Search for WWGH107.1. Make us a favorite, bookmark us, and then when you want to listen online, that's great. Just click on the little triangle thingy, and you can listen at your leisure, on demand. So, again, anywhere in the world we broadcast, and that's pretty cool. So you may ask, what do we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show? Well, one thing that I do, at least every Thursday show, sometimes on Tuesday, is that I broadcast a live video. So if you're a friend of mine, well, that's just fantastic. Please become a friend of mine on Facebook if you're not already one. Look for Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. Let me know that you are a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show and to, of course, WWGH. And I'll be happy to acquire your virtual friendship. In addition, I'm going to go ahead and share this live video with our radio station Facebook page. Of course, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. If you're not already a fan, please become a fan, become a follower. And you can watch my video there. So you can watch me do the show. You can call. You can listen online. Listen through the radio. Many ways to become part of today's experience. Speaking of calling, I would certainly enjoy having your telephone call, because this is a listener participation show. I'd like to hear your opinions on the latest in technology. Maybe your smartphone isn't being very smart. Or maybe you think you have a virus or an infection of some kind in your home or desktop computer. I'd like to welcome Steve. Steve is from Marion, so we have people listening a few blocks away and people listening in foreign countries. Steve, thank you for your watching. Is that a word, watching ship? Watching my video, your listenership, and he's a personal friend also. We both used to do things with the Marion Blue Racers. Steve had a very interesting job with them, and I did assortments of things for them, and always fun. Maybe we can bring back the team sometime in the future, because that was very rewarding. And again, anything in professional sports is fun with a capital F. Matthew, also from the great city of Canton, Ohio, thank you also for watching and for listening. Gentlemen, everybody else, feel free to call the show and talk about the tech topic of your choice. Again, 740-383-9944. See, here's the phone. Give me a call. Questions about your computer at your home or your office, or about an article that I have covered in previous shows. We do what we call news and views. The latest in smartphones, maybe the latest shenanigans over at Facebook or Google or at Apple or at Samsung. Also, a popular topic would be the influence, the intermingling, if that's a word, the intermingling of sports with social media, with the internet, with email, and politics. Of course, our president, I call him the Prezidonald. He does a lot of tweeting, and again, at 70 years old, he's very modern for someone of that age group. As I say, he seems younger, and he's rather high-tech. He likes to speak directly through Twitter, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'd like to hear your opinion, because every opinion, every story has multiple sides, sometimes two or three sides, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. I've talked to Scott Spears, our program manager here, about the Donald and his tweeting and how he interacts with people, and I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd like to also welcome Adam. Not going to welcome myself because I already know who I am. It's Adam from, I believe Adam is in Texas. So howdy, partner. Howdy, Adam. Thank you very much for your friendship on Facebook and your interaction with my show. I mention that because Adam has a visual impairment. And so he's probably able to watch the video to an extent, but also hear it. And I've used software where people with low vision can actually get the computer to read to them. And it's very, very interesting that the way people with handicaps can use the internet and function like people without any handicaps. And that's an interest of mine. And I'm always impressed by how people can interact with technology despite some physical limitations. And Adam, if you'd like to call the show and talk about that, I personally support some customers that use Zoom text, folks who are legally blind or have some other serious visual impairment. And Adam, maybe you'd like to talk about how you interact with the computer despite a disability. I'd be very interested in hearing about that, as it's certainly an interest of mine. You can leave a comment on my Facebook video or on my Facebook page, or again, feel free to call the show. 740-383-9944. I know it's only 20 minutes after 8 there in Texas, and appreciate you getting up early, Adam. Get a cup of coffee and interact with the show. I greatly appreciate it. Adam, by the way, is also in the DJing business, so it's good to talk to fellow radio people. Like to promote anybody who watches my video and what he or she does, because this is a listener participation show, and it's very, very important that we get to know who has an interest in the Adam the Computer Guy radio show and how we can make this show even greater than it already is, because that's how we roll. Again, I'm live here in the studio in Marion, OH. That's Ohio. 740-383-9944. Talking about today's top technology topics and taking your telephone calls, Facebook comments, and of course, emails. We have a private email server, by the way, that I administer. And, you know, Hillary, she has a private email server. Well, so do we. You can email me at adam@wwgh1071.com. I would very much love to hear from you, because that's how we roll. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about airlines and forcing people off of planes and giving people money for bumping and, goodness sakes, whatever else that they're up to. You might have heard me talk about this on my Facebook page. It's a new invention, and it's called the Travel Mate. And you might ask, well, what is the Travel Mate? It is an autonomous suitcase. We've talked about autonomous cars, even Uber, the ride-sharing service, taxi alternative in Pittsburgh and California, offering vehicles that essentially drive themselves. We also talked about a case where a vehicle had an accident while being driven by a computer. So that's kind of scary. But the idea that you can be in a car not driven by a human being, I think it's a little scary and a little too futuristic, but it certainly is interesting. We've had items such as the Roomba, the robotic vacuum. The circular device kind of looks like a flying saucer that just wheels itself around your room, and it vacuums, and you can sit there watching TV and drinking a beer while it does that. And they really aren't that expensive. And so that's a pretty cool invention, which has been around quite a while. I'd like to thank Charles also for watching. Much appreciated. Gentlemen, feel free to call the show, 740-383-9944. I don't bite. We can talk about tech topics of your choice, including how politics and sports intertwine with the electronic world that we seem to be surrounded by 24/7, 365 or 366 during leap years like last year. Anyway, So we talk about autonomous vehicles. And I do have a telephone call. I love it when people call the show. Okay, let's get the equipment working. Good morning. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Adam. This is Adam from South Texas, my friend. How are you this morning?
Fantastic, Adam. Boy, you sound just like a DJ when you call. I love it when people with radio personas enter my telephone airwaves. And thank you so much for your friendship on Facebook and all of your interesting comments that I believe me, I read every day. And for getting up at 8:20 in the morning and calling the show. Have you listened to the show before, Adam? I don't recall seeing you on the video.
No, first time actually listening to it. I was just scrolling around Facebook and I'm like, Adam is live. Adam, click on it. See what's up. See what he's talking about. I like to, I love when, people do Facebook Live videos because I get to hear the audio with my ears. And know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and that's great. As I mentioned, Adam, people with visual impairments using the internet is an interest of mine. I have a regular client here in Ohio. He uses Zoom Text. And
I've heard of that program.
You use JAWS, or is that the other program
that
you use?
Yep.
Okay, because it is really interesting how a handicap is no barrier at all to using the internet. And in the voice business, yeah, there's no barrier whatsoever. I mean, you're a talented radio person, less than half my age, and it makes no difference at all to you. You can go on the air and sound great like you're sounding right now.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, thank you for the nice compliment, sir.
What, did you have a topic you want to talk about? Maybe about broadcasting software? When you do your shows, Adam, and I know you interact with other stations and you promote music that you like, is there a particular kind of broadcasting software or streaming service that you like as a radio person?
We actually use this program called Sam Broadcaster. It's not that accessible with JAWS, but it does the job. Unfortunately, there's a program called Studio Station Playlist that I don't have because I need a key to it to use it, but other than that, Sam Broadcaster does the job because I know some of the keystrokes on it. But besides that, for people to listen to our stream, we use a service called Listen to My Radio, which is a free service where anyone can sign up and you can actually broadcast using that service for free.
I guess you're in your 20s, Adam, if I believe, much younger than myself.
Yeah, I'm 27.
Are you old enough to remember when stations were actually, they had turntables and then CDs, and they really didn't have all this broadcasting software.
That was many, many years ago. Woo!
And when I started in radio, when I was about your age, my first professional radio gig, I was, I guess I was 20, 21. We had literally two turntables. We would slip cue and cue records and play carts, which are kind of like 8-track tapes, and there was no radio. I mean, of course, computers, even the internet was around, but not in its current state, but there was no computer software. There was no SAM. There was no station playlist, no Simeon. None of these programs at all, and it really, really has changed. I mean, I like the old school nature of radio. But it's amazing what the software has done. One big difference is when I was in college radio, back in the early 80s, we would splice reel-to-reel tapes to produce things. And right now you just use software. You just point and click and you delete and you move things over. And you can do what sometimes took an hour to splice a tape now takes literally a few seconds.
Wow.
And so many changes. And, of course, I like the old school nature. I mean, nothing beats the coolness of sitting in a studio with two turntables and a cart machine. But what you can do with a computer to run a radio station, even from your own home, is totally amazing and unheard of 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You can run, you can actually create your own radio station, just run it via, any free service you want to use, or you could buy actually a service as well and, run your own station. A lot of people, what they also do is that they usually run an antenna from their house, and they buy the license and run their own FM or AM. Well, usually run their AM station or FM station.
Yeah, we have people that run LPFMs, and LPFM like our station, literally on an antenna from their home or in their backyard.
Yeah, and which is very, very interesting. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, anybody can essentially start a radio station online and. The problem, of course, with music is royalties, and that's been an issue I've experienced. We're a talk station, so what's great is there are no royalties to pay, which certainly saves us money and make things a lot easier. It's not just paying them. It's keeping track of everything and making sure all the regulations are followed. I was with a classic rock online station based in Maine, And we had to fold because the royalties just went through the roof.
And oh, wow.
As you probably know, and that's been an issue. And a lot of stations are not playing, are not allowing listeners from the United States, things that really affect a free speech and the ability to provide a radio experience. And do you think, Adam, with talk radio and being not having to worry about the royalties, you think that's maybe the wave of the future, or is there a way for us to regenerate the greatness of music radio without having the royalties have a big effect on the wallet of people that run the stations?
You know, I understand artists are going to get paid, but, you know, it's always good to, you know, let it to where people can listen, you know, from all over.
Right, so it's kind of a two-edged sword. We understand that artists deserve to be paid, and there's a lot of expense in producing music.
Yeah.
You don't just sit there in the studio. I mean, you have to pay the producers.
And let it would do its magic. No, you got to use your hands and head.
Yeah, so I don't really know the solution. It's kind of like, well, I'm biased to say, well, I'd rather not have to pay royalties at all, but I think they should be paid.
Totally.
I don't like that they were between 5 and 10-fold literally overnight, and literally New Year's Eve on 2015 is when we had to close the station down because of that. So I don't know the solution, but hopefully.
Well, you know, so many radio stations have gone satellite now, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and even I admit I listen to Sirius in the car. No commercials, but I don't really mind commercials because, you know, with ads, you realize that everything is live, and sometimes ads are beneficial. I kind of miss the radio pitchmen and TV pitchmen of the 70s and the 80s, but you can't beat the music.
Exactly.
You can dial into whatever kind of music you want to listen to. And
yep.
How can you beat that? Don't have to worry about going somewhere and losing a signal. But something like talk, I think the fact that we're local, we discuss topics that affect mid and central Ohio, but we have shows like mine that have a worldwide reach. So it works both ways. So there are many things about talk radio that I think may make it the wave of the future, but certainly traditionally we think about radio and music kind of going hand in hand. So I think it's an exciting time right now, Adam, for the radio business as we are evolving. And as I say, there are three ways to listen to a station: listen online, listen through satellite, listen locally. Do you have
even download the app on the you know, iOS device or Android phone? Hey, that's another way.
Yeah. Do you have a preference? Are you like me? Would you really rather listen to a local station, but understand that a lot of the stations online and on satellite just are better, especially for music?
Yes, I would personally go with satellite if I could afford it. I mean, I money's a little, you know, but for the payment fee, you know, they do charge a good chunk. But yeah, if I had the money, I'd go straight up with satellite.
Yeah, when I pay my Sirius bill, I have to pay a fee for royalties also. So it kind of gets you all ways, and it's because most of the stations, I think some of the stations may have some ads, but the 70s or 80s station that I listen to is strictly no ads, no promotional announcements whatsoever. So
just straight music, up.
Yeah, I mean, and you're paying in many different ways, including broadcast radio.
You're paying a good chunk of good money. So, you know, hey, more power to the people that, you know, enjoy satellite and Sirius XM, you know?
Yeah, just many ways, whereas, again, when I was your age, all we had was over-the-air radio, and I was kind of excited about being able to broadcast online. It's like now we have so much of it. You can just point and click, and you can find any format that you want, even if the station's on the other side of the world. So I kind of like the immediacy where you have to go ahead and find a station locally. I'm in a group on Facebook, the I Love AM Radio, where they do DXing, where they try to see the farthest station they can get from their home, which works more for AM at night than it would for FM. So some of those old school hobbies are kind of cool. The guy that's on after me, Charlie, is a ham radio operator. So things that have been around for a while, people are still doing, but we have so many more ways to interact as radio professionals and as listeners to find the station, find the format, etc.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's an exciting time in the radio business. Anything else? We do appreciate your calling, Adam. Anything else you'd like to share with my audience?
No, just pretty much it. I mean, if anyone got any questions, they can easily comment on your Facebook, and I can answer the questions right away. I mean, I'm not sure if you have a Facebook fan page right now, but if you do, they can just come and they can respond right away.
Great. Well, that would be wonderful.
What do you think about the idea of broadcasting a Facebook video while doing a radio show? We've discussed that. It's like the idea of radio is you don't really know what the person looks like. I mean, people listen to DJs for 20 years, have no idea, and it's always, you don't look like you sound. You know, you're always older, younger, etc. Right now, the ability to broadcast online, the whole world can see what I look like. And do you think that's good?
Broadcasting on Facebook is really great. The only thing is that, you know, there's a lot of blind and visually impaired people like myself that Facebook doesn't tell us how we have the camera facing, so we don't know if it's facing towards, you know, our face, we don't know if it's aiming it the right way. So Facebook Live needs to, I don't know if it's Facebook or maybe it's our phone or Apple that needs to, you know, implement more on you know, making the voiceover, making the iPhone more be useful for Facebook Live.
So you think Facebook should do a better job of letting people know how the camera is oriented? I would agree with that. That's actually a very point. That's a very good point. Because we have artificial intelligence that can describe almost anything. Yeah, I never even really thought about that. You take some of those things for granted, but it's something that you would be concerned with every day, and I agree with you. They do need to do a better job on that. Facebook always tries to be at the forefront and do all this cool stuff, and sometimes something like that seems kind of basic to you and me, they may have overlooked, and I agree.
Yep. So that's once Facebook implements that, then we're good to go.
And, you know, if Mark Zuckerberg, if he's listening, well, Mark, that's our suggestion from Adam and Adam, and it's definitely a good one. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your Facebook friendship, Adam, and there in Texas, and thank you for listening and for calling. Hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my time as well.
You're very welcome. And if you'd like to join the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, I would love to hear from you. See, Adam's over there in Texas. You don't have to share the same first name as myself. Anybody, any name is fine. Anywhere in the world, you can call the show, 740-383-9944. In fact, you can even leave your phone number on my live video that I'm broadcasting right now, and I will call you. How about that? I'll pick up the charges, the dime that it costs. Actually, it's less than that, but used to be that you had to pay a dime to call somebody. Or again, send me an email on our private email server, 740-383-9944. We are an audience participation show, and your participation as part of the audience is very valuable, to put it mildly. Anyway, we were talking about autonomous devices, the autonomous vehicles, including vehicles that Uber is using to transport people without a physical human being behind the wheel in Pittsburgh and California and some other places. You've heard about the Roomba, the vacuum, the robotic vacuum that can pretty much vacuum while you sit there watching TV, or even better, listening to the radio or drinking a beer or coffee, what have you. It just kind of vacuums and knows where to do that. That's all kind of cool. And now we have autonomous luggage. Of course, luggage in the travel industry and the airline industry has been in the news quite a bit lately. So there's a device called TravelMate. And so you might ask, what is TravelMate? It is the first true robot companion and fully autonomous suitcase. So this is what happens. You know what? My computer here has just decided to fall asleep. Don't you love it when you're trying to look at an article and look at some photos and the computer falls asleep? Well, that's okay. Anyway, TravelMate is the world's first robot companion and fully autonomous suitcase. I'd like to welcome Skyler, someone else in the radio business. So you know you do a pretty good show if people in the radio business watch you and listen to you, and I believe Skyler is in Marion. And thank you very much for your virtual friendship, Skyler, and be sure to call the show if you wish. We can talk the tech topic of your choice or talk about radio like I did with the other Adam that just called, 740-383-9944. Anyway, TravelMate is the first true robot companion and fully autonomous suitcase. It works seamlessly in crowds and doesn't require any extra peripherals. TravelMate can move vertically and horizontally when it is autonomous. So you can flip it over if you prefer that it is, I guess, the tall side up or the tall side down, I guess you can call it. You can take it with you when you're going to the airport, commuting to work, or just walking outside. It can go as fast as 6.75 miles per hour.
which is like 3 times the speed of a regular person walking. Of course, when I saw this on Facebook, I said, what happens if you get bumped from a flight? What happens if you're on United and they decide to give you the old bumperoonie? Well, would they bump the luggage also? See, my thought was that they could have this luggage retaliate against the airline, and if they bump you, it'll end up reversing direction and hurling itself at 6.75 miles per hour into the security guard who's trying to take you off of the plane. And maybe the doctor. Maybe he should have tried that. So, autonomous luggage, and maybe autonomous luggage that can actually retaliate against an airline trying to bump you. Kind of a cool thing to say the least. Also like to thank Sam for watching my video. Sam is in the Philippines. So we have people calling from Texas, people watching from Marion, and people watching from the Philippines. How about that? You never quite know when where people are going to watch the show on the live video or call. Greatly appreciate, again, we're this station is nothing without our listeners. And your being a listener is appreciated, to say the least. Robots may be infiltrating the warehouse where she works, but Veronica Mena is welcoming them with open arms. So how many employees welcome a robot who might be taking their job? Veronica Mena works at a company called Boxed. Boxed is an e-commerce retailer that competes with bulk stores like Costco and Sam's Club. Now, Mena started working there about 7 months ago as a picker. A picker selects ordered items from the warehouse. About a month later, she was promoted to her current role as packer, in which she boxes the items. Now, soon, the pickers at Boxed will see most of their job functions replaced by robots. But, you might ask, will that mean that these people will lose their jobs because some jobs have been replaced by robots? Well, not a single worker at their fulfillment center in Union, New Jersey will lose their job. Instead, all workers will be retrained for new roles. So there's a way of using technology and automation in a positive fashion. Boxed has spent, quote, millions upon millions of dollars to integrate automation into its largest fulfillment center. That's according to its CEO, Chi Huang. Following in the footsteps of Amazon, Boxed is investing in robots to make its facility more efficient. It estimates productivity will increase sixfold once robots become pickers. Human pickers will keep their titles, but instead of physically getting each item, they tell the robots what to retrieve. Now, in the last 22 months, the company has gone from conceptualizing to implementing the automated processes, including purchasing multiple robots called iBots and writing its own fulfillment software. Mena, their employee who was recently promoted, said everyone is excited to start the new era. She said it will cut down on the physical labor of pickers. We want to see what comes next. Entering the studio is Charlie Evers' guest, his show starting in about 30 minutes, and this gentleman is a wildlife expert. Last time he brought an owl. It wasn't a live owl, but it was an owl nonetheless. I'm not quite sure what he's bringing, but if it bites, please, I'm afraid of biting animals, so please keep it in its cage. I'm sure he'll do that. I've never had a problem when he's brought in a friend from the animal kingdom, where the friend has not been anything other than docile, and that's also a good thing. Anyway, Boxed is converting temporary employees to full-time workers. There are about 115 employees at the Union Warehouse, and about two-thirds of them were pickers. Their CEO, Mr. Huang, is acutely aware of the job insecurity that arises when automation conversion takes place. He first brought the topic up with workers at an all-hands meeting about a year ago. He said most folks were concerned about lack of training, adding that many don't have college degrees. But Mr. Huang realizes that companies have the opportunity to choose how technology will impact employees. They can dispose of them or, in this case, a much more positive way to do it, retrain them and move them into new roles. Now, Mr. Huang, their CEO, is known for using his position to make a statement. The company pushed back against the so-called tampon tax, reducing the price of tampons and pads to offset the sales tax in certain states. They also offer a unique benefit to their employees in a bid to help close the income inequality gap. They'll pay out-of-pocket costs to cover the cost of college tuition for employees' kids. And considering that college tuition can be $30,000, $40,000, that is quite generous indeed. So some very progressive thinking from a company in New Jersey called Boxed. I'd like to thank Skyler I believe he's in Marion. He's also in the DJing business, and he is watching the video. Thank you very much for your, is that a word, watching ship? Well, let's make up the word watching ship. And also for your very valuable comment. See, we interact with our listeners. Talked to Adam in Texas earlier, a fellow radio person. That's why his voice was so much better than mine. And we have Skyler, a DJ person in the Marion area. And he was telling me that automation in a way that helps employees, that is employees who are Homo sapiens, can be a very positive thing. And he gave me a local link, Next Generation Films. He said he's a local automated distribution center. He's a student in robotics in addition to being a disc jockey. So Next provides a mixture of employment opportunities where automation is used in a very positive way. It doesn't replace Homo sapiens. It actually enhances what the company can do and also makes the job better, more efficient, and oftentimes more profitable for their workers. So some pretty cool stuff. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on The Talking Place. WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. And again, one of the best ways to listen if you're on an iPhone or Android phone is to download the free TuneIn app. And you can tune in to our station anytime. Just search for WWGH 107.1, make us a favorite, and when you choose to listen, well, thank you, of course, but click on the little triangle thingy, and you can listen on demand. Of course, I am taking your telephone calls live in the studio, so please participate in today's conversation. The telephone number is 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about this autonomous luggage? What do you think about jobs where some of the work is being done by robots, but people are not losing their jobs? In fact, it actually makes their jobs better, like the company there in New Jersey called Boxed. You can also leave a comment, question, suggestion, complaint, or feedback on my live Facebook video, which you can access by going to my Facebook page, Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp in Ohio. Request my friendship if you're not already a friend, or of course our Facebook page for the station, WWGH 107.1 FM. Current time is 14 minutes before 10 in the AM. That's 14 before 7 Pacific time. I mention that because we have listeners all over the world, and thank you very much for doing that. Coming up at 10 o'clock after the conclusion of my show, don't turn off your radio because we have even better programming. We have news and features. We are the only station in Marion to provide local obituaries that are updated several times a day. And I'm the person who is in charge of that. So you know that that is being done in the most professional way possible. Those are broadcast at 8, 10, 12, and 4, 7 days a week. We'll have news and weather with my fellow manager here at the station, our program programming guru extraordinaire, Scott Spears. Teasers of past, present, and future shows, and messages from our very important sponsors, underwriters, and supporters at the top of the hour. And then at approximately 13, 14 minutes after 10, it is our local radio legend, Charles Evers, but you can just call him Charlie. Now, there's a man who knows anything and everything about everything related to mid and central Ohio, be it the weather, be it the terrain, be it the highways, of course, radio. This guy's been in radio 172 years, and he's a walking encyclopedia of anything and everything related to the area. And today he'll be having one of his frequent guests, a gentleman who talks about wildlife and about members of the animal kingdom. And again, sometimes he brings along a friend of his. Last time he brought along a stuffed owl. I'm not quite sure what's in that Tupperware that he brought with him, but hopefully it doesn't bite. And if it does, well, that's okay. That's part of the risk of being in this business. Looking at the community calendar, check this out. As you can probably see, I have a decent talking voice, but when I sing, it's mostly for comedy purposes. But I do enjoy karaoke from time to time. People that are much better singers than myself, we have the Marionaires Barbershop Concert. They'll be in concert Saturday the 29th at 7 p.m. at Marion Palace Theater. Dave Callendine will start the performance at 6:15 with the organ. The Geyer Boys and Spotlight will be visiting. They're the visiting champion quartets. Tickets are $12 for adults in advance and $6 for youth. At the door, $15 for adults, $10 for youth. At the Palace Box Office, any Marionaires member, Southland Barbers, City Barbershop, Afterglow in Palace, May Pavilion, following the show. Again, all starts at 6:15 this Saturday the 29th at Marion's Palace Theater, the Marionaires Barbershop Concert featuring individuals who are much better singers than myself. Speaking of great singers, our very own Paul Savage and his lovely wife, Glenna. They sing many of the theme songs that are used on this station, including one for my show that you might be hearing in a little bit. And they have a show called Heaven Express, which is on every Sunday afternoon here on The Talking Place. Check it out. Of course, if you go to our website at WWGH1071.com, if you miss my show or any of our shows, that's okay. Because you can listen to, I guess you can call them podcasts or pre-recorded, recorded instances of previous shows, pretty much everything we broadcast since January of last year, be it now with Scott Spears, be it the Fahey Bank, Charlie Evers show, be it Heaven Express, etc. Many of the shows we have here, you can just listen at your leisure by going to our website. You don't really have to listen live, but of course, when you do, that's pretty cool because you can always call the station. So what's going on over at Facebook? They always have something up their sleeve. Last week, they had a conference, an F8 conference, where they talked about all their latest shenanigans. They have two cutting-edge projects that could change the way that humans engage with devices. Over the next 2 years, Facebook will work on a new technology that will allow anybody to type around 100 words a minute. Now, my mom, may she rest in peace, she could type 100 words a minute. I can type about 40 or 50 on a good day, but that's not too common. 100 words a minute, like when my mom typed, that's pretty good and pretty rare. So how can you type 100 words a minute due to the marvelous technology of Facebook? Well, you wouldn't do it with your fingers. You would use a process that would decode neural activity, brain cell activity, devoted to speech. So kind of what your brain is thinking, that's what you'd be typing. Talk about futuristic. Facebook envisions a technology that would resemble a neural network, allowing users to share thoughts the way that they share photos currently. This technology also could function as a speech prosthetic for people with communication disorders or as a new way to engage in an augmented reality environment. That comes from Facebook's VP of Engineering, Regina Dugan. Now, the other project that Facebook announced at their F8 conference last week would change the way that users experience communication input. That is, it would allow them to hear through the skin. The human body has, on average,
about 2 square meters of skin that is packed with sensors. New technologies could use them to enable individuals to receive information via a haptic vocabulary. Now, about 60 employees are working on these projects. Other projects that they're that they have up their sleeve include machine learning and neural prosthetic experts. Facebook likely will expand this team, adding experts with experience in brain and computer interfaces and neural imaging. So, several things up Facebook's sleeve, allowing you to type and having it recognize what you're thinking, as well as using your skin to interact with the world. So, some pretty cool things going on there at Facebook. They had a conference called F8 last week where this stuff and other stuff was discussed. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on The Talking Place. WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, broadcasting in the Marion, Ohio area. But of course, if you're not in Marion, that's okay. I have listeners in the Philippines and Texas and who knows where else. Anywhere in the world with an internet connection via our website at WWGH1071.com. And tune in is a good way to tune in. Just look for WWGH in Marion. And of course, if you have Facebook, and who doesn't have Facebook, you can go ahead and watch me do a live video of the show. If you're one of my Facebook friends, I want to thank Joshua from the eastern suburbs of Cincinnati for liking my video. Thank you, Joshua. Be sure to visit the radio station's Facebook page, WWGH 107.1. Make it a favorite. Check it out frequently because all kinds of cool updates are posted to that page. And of course, feel free to call the show, 740-383-9944. So what do we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy show? Of course, we take your calls, broadcast a live video, make an occasional wisecrack, but we also discuss some of the latest and greatest in technology shenanigans. What is the President Donald up to? President Donald Trump always seems to be in the news. You talk about shenanigans. Well, he certainly is one of our most interesting presidents. He recently signed an executive order called Buy American, Hire American, promising to protect U.S. workers by overhauling the H-1B visa program that is used mainly by Indian engineers and developers. Now, it's unclear, this is according to an article in CNN, it is unclear how this program may change, but India's huge tech industry says that America still has a shortage of skilled workers that the H-1B system was designed to ease. Mr. Chandrasekhar, president of India's Software and Services Companies Association, NASSCOM, said that core issue has not been addressed. The U.S. technology industry's need for skilled workers is only accelerating because of intense competition. Now, Indian workers get about two-thirds of all H-1B visas, which are initially valid for 3 years. U.S. government data shows that 127,000 were granted to Indian applicants last year. A majority of them work in the technology business, some for United States firms and some for Indian outsourcing companies like Tata Consultancy Services and Infosys, which provide services for huge amounts of corporate America. Now, President Trump and other critics of this program say it is abused by those Indian firms who, they claim, flood the visa lottery with applications and then send workers to the United States on salaries that undercut their American counterparts. NASSCOM has rejected that claim. They said the current campaign to discredit our sector is driven by persistent myths, such as the ideas that H-1B visa holders are cheap labor and, quote, displace American workers who, quote, train their replacements, none of which is accurate. And that's from NASSCOM, an Indian association in the technology business. In fact, India says that its $150 billion
$150 billion tech industry actually creates American jobs. Infosys said, we continue to invest in the local communities in which we operate, including hiring local American top talent, bringing education and training to our clients to shrink the skills gap in the United States. So what do you think about this? Should we really push to hire American, or are what the Indian companies saying correct, that they actually bring jobs? I actually understand that there are some outstanding technology workers in India and from India that come here, but I'm in favor of buying American. How we can do it while not straining the economy and while still being fair to workers from other countries, I'm not quite sure how to do that. I've been grappling with that. If you have any opinions on it, what do you think about technology, either done offshore or workers in the United States that are here on an H-1B visa? What's your opinion? I'd love to hear from you. There's still time to chime in. 740-383-9944. Send me an email, again, on our private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com, or leave a comment on my Facebook page or on our radio station Facebook page. We'd love to hear your opinion on this or any other technology topic, because that's how we roll here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature on The Talking Place, WWGH. I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that in about a minute and 45 seconds, the Adam the Computer Guy radio show will be concluding. But don't fret. Don't touch that dial, as they say, because we have lots more great programming on tap. 10 o'clock, we have news and features, teasers of past, present, and future shows, messages from our valued sponsors, underwriters, and supporters. And then we have the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. And Charlie will be speaking about wildlife in the area with his special guest. Coming up again, about 15 minutes or so, today and every Thursday here on WWGH. And then at noon, we have more news and features and sponsor messages. And then we have Now with Scott Spears. Now, Scott is a man with a penchant for interviewing celebrities and local important people, people a lot more important than myself. In fact, today, he will be speaking with Carlos Bringuer, a Cuban exile in the United States who campaigned against Fidel Castro's government. Carlos Bringuer is principally known for his brief connection with Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of President Kennedy. And, check this out, after the 1 o'clock features between 1:15 and 2, he will be speaking with Monty Hall, the original host of Let's Make a Deal. My goodness. Don't want to miss that show. Monty Hall, coming up after the 1 o'clock features with Scott Spears. Adam Lepp here saying goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you on Tuesday. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.